Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Northeast Iowa man accused of causing the death of his infant daughter appears ready to change his not guilty plea. Last August, after an 11-month investigation by the Fayette County Sheriff's and Fayette County Attorney's offices, 38-year-old Joshua Christen of Postville was charged with child endangerment causing death, a Class B felony. According to criminal complaints, Kristen's 4-month-old daughter was found unresponsive at a residence in Elgin on September 2, 2022. She would be pronounced dead at Palmer Hospital in West Union. Investigators say Kristen was under the influence of a narcotic and acted in a manner that caused the death of the infant by asphyxiation. An autopsy showed she had methamphetamine in her system at the time of death. Kristen initially pleaded not guilty, and his trial was scheduled for May 8th in Fayette County District Court. However, following the final pretrial conference on Monday, the matter is now set for further proceedings on May 8th, indicating a likely change in Kristen's plea. It's also possible he could be sentenced at that time. When Kristen was charged with the child's death, he was already in the Fayette County Jail on unrelated drug charges. Last September, he pleaded guilty to 3 counts of serious misdemeanor drug possession and 1 count of gathering where controlled substances are used. A North Iowa man has been sentenced for trying to have sex with a minor and distributing drugs near a school. According to court records, the Mitchell County Sheriff's Office arrested 30-year-old Andrew Greeley of Riceville last May after an investigation into alleged sexual assault involved a 15-year-old female. Greeley was accused of having physical contact with the girl with the intent of involving her in a sexual situation at a residence in Riceville. Investigators also alleged that Greeley provided marijuana to the minor and they both used the illegal substance at the residence. Alleged text messages on Greeley's phone indicated he later tried to text the owner of the home to dispose of the drugs. In February, Greeley pleaded guilty to charges of distributing drugs to a person under 18, a Class C felony, and enticing a minor under 16 years old, a Class D felony. This week, he was sentenced to 2 to 3 years of supervised probation, and he must sign up with the Iowa Sex Offender Registry. A bridge replacement project about 10 miles southwest of Charles City has been creating some extra work for emergency personnel. The Iowa DOT is replacing the Iowa Highway 14 bridge over Flood Creek between Floyd County Roads B-45 and B-60 near Roseville. The closure started Monday, April 8th, with work expected to continue into October. While Highway 14 is closed near the Cabrick Wildlife Area, a marked detour route has been established on Floyd County Road B-45, Floyd County Road T-26, including through the town of Marble Rock, and on Floyd County Road B-60. In a Facebook post, the Marble Rock Fire Department has noted there have been 3 vehicle crashes this week near the intersection of 250th Street and Kirkwood Avenue, including a semi that rolled over at about 4 a.m. yesterday morning. The wreck was confirmed by the Floyd County Sheriff's Office, which also responded to a single vehicle wreck on Monday afternoon. No injuries were reported in either of those rollovers. MRFD's post also included a, quote, public service announcement. Please obey road closed signs and follow detour routes. We know it's an inconvenience when roads are closed, but please pay attention and stay safe. The fire department also notes that County Road B-60 is expected to be closed between Highway 14 and March Avenue through this Friday. Tickets are now on sale for the Me and My VIP Dance Party next month in Charles City. Leslie Milius with ISU Extension and Outreach of Floyd County says area youth are invited to attend along with the VIP of their choice.
Is kind of what we're looking for, and that would be an adult person, you know, so grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, neighbors, whoever you want to get your groove on with. And that's going to be opened for any preschool through fourth grader with their special person.
Kids and VIPs can enjoy an evening of dancing and games from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 3rd, in the Youth Enrichment Center on the Floyd County Fairgrounds. Pre-registration is preferred with pre-sale cost of $20 per couple available through Friday. Tickets will be $25 per couple at the door, but they may be limited supply. Proceeds will be used to offset direct expenses of the event and to support the Human Sciences County Extension Program. Contact Floyd County Extension Office to sign up or for more information. A reminder, our first Charles City High School baseball broadcast of the 2024 season is set for Tuesday, May 14th. Comets hosting Algona for a doubleheader. First Charles City softball broadcast of the season, Friday, May 24th, when the Comets host Cedar Falls. See the complete schedule online at kchanews.com. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.